to know, you're right, David, first of all, that he has been a citizen all these years. I mean, why would you want to keep that secret? But also, it's a privilege to be a New Zealander. And if he's not going to live here, I believe he has invested and benefited, but we don't really know. All we really know is that he's opened networks out to Xero, and he's helped Pacific Fibre and so on. But we don't. I mean, I think we do need to know that,
Barry,
because that's his reason for being a citizen.
Yeah, but here's the Labor Party leader saying we need to know the reasons. I'm just saying that probably the same reasons as Labor gave him residency. But I think you raise a fair point there, Jason. I think actually Mr. Little may raise a fair point there, David. I think he referred to donations. I may have heard it earlier. Anyway, so does it make a difference if Teal gave money to the National Party or the Labor Party? I don't know. Does it make a difference?
No, it doesn't. I don't think that makes a difference at all.
Yeah, right.
Well, we have a pretty good disclosure regime. If he's given over $15,000, it would be disclosed. But what's key here is this wasn't ministers going against official advice like Shane Jones did with William Yu, where they were strongly against. This was a minister rubber stamping what the department recommended. So there's nothing to suggest that there was any political motivation. I suspect Nathan Guy had probably never really heard of him. It's just that the officials said, look, he seems to be a good reason to give him citizenship, even though he's outside
the rules. The point is, Larry, his politics don't matter and they shouldn't matter. What matters is what's the benefit to New Zealand, and also it's a privilege to be a citizen.
Well, here's the other thing. I'm actually going against my own arguments here. So in some countries, to keep residency or to keep citizenship, you actually have to spend a certain amount of time in the country, like 6-7 months a year.
Only for residency, not for citizenship. And this is probably why he wanted citizenship, is because it's permanent. You know, once you're a citizen, unless you have lied on your form or you turn out, well, I think even if you turn into a homicidal mass murderer, actually, once you are a citizen, you are a citizen, basically.
Well, that's dumb.
So that is permanent. You don't have to justify it once you've got it.
I've got to go. We'll come back in just a moment. David Farah and Jess Begani on The Huddle. It's coming up 12 to 6.
If you're feeling that winter chill or simply want to give your floors a makeover, then head to Rugs Direct's grand opening of their new market store. Contemporary, traditional, designer or handmade Persian luxury. They have it all and at discounted prices. Bring style, colour and warmth to your home today with a beautiful rug from Rugs Direct. Don't miss their grand opening sale on now at 108 Carlton Gore Road, Newmarket, or online at rugsdirect.co.nz.
The wonders of Waitomo don't stop when it's raining.
In fact, the caves become a glittery, enchanting winter wonderland.
Escape the cold on a walking tour. They stay the same temperature year round.
Or tackle the rapids with the legendary Blackwater Rafting Company.
There's heaps of cool online deals for the school holidays live now. Like 15% off Black Labyrinth, glow-in-the-dark deals, and cave combos.
So what are you waiting for? Head to waitomo.com to book.
With Rosehill Gardens Retirement Village, don't worry about your parents living alone, because they're not. Residents are checked on daily. There's a library, hair salon, swimming pool, and more. Power, water, and weekly cleaning are included in the weekly fee. And don't worry about how you're going to afford it, because Rosehill Gardens apartments usually start from just $270,000. In fact, they currently have a studio apartment at just $200,000. Worry-free retirement at a worry-free price. Visit rosehill.co.nz.
Newstalk ZB Auckland Community Notices with Danske Mobler Furniture. Winter home and lifestyle sale on now. Huge savings.
Day Spring Trust offers community sewing classes every Friday in school term time. Classes are suitable for beginners to advanced sewers. Sewing machines and overlockers are provided, but you'll need to bring your own material, patterns and a small sewing kit. Classes are on now till the end of September at Day Spring Trust in Newlyn. For details, visit dayspring.co.nz.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Danske Mobler Furniture.
11 to 6, The Huddle. Josie Begani, David Farah. Issue number 2 to you, Josie. We won't spend too much time on these the latter topic. So the Labor Party is pledging to increase the minimum wage. This is their employment relations policy, $16.50 an hour, and they want to reform the 90-day trial periods. What do you reckon, Josie?
Yeah, I know this should carry a trigger warning for the likes of you and David. It's got words like living and wage in it.
Yeah.
But before you get the smelling salts out,
and somebody's
got to
pay for it. Yeah.
by stealth. Well, that's the thing. I mean, turns out if you want to increase wages in New Zealand, what you have to do is increase wages in New Zealand. And if you don't do that, then you are going to pay for it, Larry. You're right. You're going to pay for it in your taxes because you're going to have to subsidise low wages in working for families. So, yeah. You know, it seems to me that this is, if you're going to increase the minimum wage, actually that's going to be a good thing. There's more money in the economy. People are spending more. We've got low wages in this country and very high participation rates. So we work longer hours than anybody else and we get paid less for it. So this is Labor doing its core business, which is being on the side of wage earners, and I think this is a really good policy for them.
And David?
Well, somewhat disagreeing there. We already have actually a very generous minimum wage. It's the highest in the OECD compared to our median wage. And they've said that they want to increase it by almost another quarter over time. And what will that do is there will be just a lot less jobs because you can't keep increasing the minimum wage so that it's almost the same level as the median wage.
That's not true, David, though. The research shows that that's what you think would happen. So if you increase the price of tomatoes, you're going to have less tomatoes. But actually, if you increase increase wages, the research has found that actually, unless you increase it massively, to a certain level, you don't increase unemployment. Actually,
you're right.
In some ways, you increase it because people can, employers can keep people on.
They are talking a massive increase. You're absolutely right. When you increase it at lower levels, it doesn't have a big impact on employment. But we've already got the highest minimum wage in the OECD.
Compared to the average wage,
which
just shows you that our average wage is low in the OECD.
Okay.
And that's what we need to focus on.
All right. Can we move on to something else because we've got to go shortly? So the New Zealand Press gives Warren Gatland the clown treatment again after war of words breaks out over foul play. Basically, the Herald on their sports page had a big picture of Warren Gatland with a clown's nose on, if the nose fits Warren. And Hanson, this is Steve Hanson, says Gatland didn't deserve the clown treatment. This is what he's saying.
At the end of the day, we're all coaches trying to do what we think's right. Sometimes people don't always agree with what we do, but that's okay. You're allowed to have your opinion too, but to ridicule someone's not right.
Is this ridiculing Gatland, David?
It is, and it's very cunning of Steve Hanson, who's been quite good at winding him up himself, to then come out and be the white knight and say, oh, this goes a bit too far, though. Look, the Herald has done that clown cartoon about the Wallabies coach, the Lions coach, and that they all jump at it and they get furious about, my goodness, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, that's all it is. JC.
I love Steve Hanson. He's a feminist icon. Honestly, what he did to the All Blacks during the World Cup, he made them these wonderful men who reach out and help people and pick up players who've fallen on the ground and hand their medals to kids in the audience. But I think what he said here was absolutely right and good on him. And it's all about playing the psychology game, isn't it? I mean, this is about psyching out the lines as well by suddenly being the nice guy. I just love his quotes. He says things like, you know, in the World Cup, he was asked, have you got anything more up your sleeve, Steve? And he went, just my arm.
Here's the thing. I mean, you can't take it too seriously, can you? I mean, Gatland will be grabbing a copy and it'll be framed. You wait and see. Of course
it will. It's all psychology.
Up with Richie McGrubb. You remember that?
All right, thank you both. Good to talk to you again. Jess Begani and David Farah on the Huddle. It's now 6 to 6.